Mercy and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Have you ever started doing something and then never get it completed? Anyone known for doing something like that? Back around 1991 or so, I started writing my great American novel. And I got 15 pages done. Page 16 is still waiting to be written. Oh, well, sometimes you just get started on something and things get in the way. Or maybe, you know, you have good intentions. You start cleaning your room, and then you see your game, and so you start playing a game. You had good intentions. You wanted to surprise your parents by cleaning your room. Or you start cooking dinner for your wife. Then you start thinking of something else, and then she has to finish it for you. Yeah, good intentions. We all are full of good intentions. And sometimes we just don't carry out through them. And sometimes our good intentions might be to go and tell other people about Christ, or to join the Bible study, or to attend Bible study, or to read our devotions religiously. We have good intentions, but sometimes something comes up, and all of a sudden it's 10 minutes till bedtime, and you realize, oh, I haven't done my devotions tonight. So what should I do? Sometimes we might just say, oh, I'm really tired. I think I'm just going to go to bed. I'll catch up tomorrow. So sometimes we don't follow through on our good intentions. But there is someone who's always followed through on his good intentions. That is our Lord and Savior, Jesus, our Lord and Savior, God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, who created the world, and he created it beautifully, and everything was perfect. And he's a lot better artist than I am. What he creates is perfect. It's not just a couple of stick figures, you know, to make it, oh, look, I'm a good artist, yeah. No, he created everything. And then he created God. He created man. And when he created everything, he said everything was good, it was beautiful. And then he created man, and he said it's very good, very beautiful. And everything was so great. But then somehow, and I don't know how, I really don't know how this happened, but some of the angels fell away from him, led by the one we call Lucifer or Satan. They fell away from God, and they wanted to bring evil into the world, and they wanted to mar God's perfect creation, and they did. They led Adam and Eve to sin, and thus everything was now marred, and we don't know why, but God still creates us. He still sculpts us in our mother's wombs. He still makes us. He still gives us life. And he also gives us good works to do. Now, these good works aren't going to be what's going to save us, because he gives us faith in our baptism to believe in Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. And our faith will lead us to do good works. As we heard in Philippians today, and I am sure of this, that he, as Paul writes to the Philippians, I am sure of this, that he who began a good work in you, who is God, he will bring it to completion at the day of Jesus Christ, the day when Christ returns. And he will bring the good works that he has given for you to do to completion at the day of Jesus Christ. In Ephesians, Paul writes to them in the second chapter, verses 8 through 10, For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing. It is the gift of God, not a result of works, that no one may boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Jesus Christ for good works, which God prepared before him, that we should walk in them. God has created these good works for us. He knows the good works he has created for each and every person. And he has given us faith in Jesus Christ to walk in these good works. And we can't do these good works on our own. And if we try them to do them on their own without giving God the credit for leading us to do them, then they are not really good works. If we're doing them for our own glory, they are not good works. But if we are doing them for the glory of God and for the benefit of our neighbor, they are the good works that God has created for us to do. But, the devil is still out there trying to lead you away from doing good works, trying to lead you into evil. That kind of opposition can create doubt in our minds. It could cause us to fall away from God. It could cause us to go, well, if God is so good and he created us, why is there evil in the world? Well, we're evil in the world because of Satan. But Satan gets us to try to blame God for this. He tries to get us to say, oh, I'm going to blame God. I'm going to blame someone else. It started early. Adam and Eve. Adam, why did you eat what I told you not to eat? The woman you gave me, he says to God. The woman and God was to blame. And we still try to pass along blame nowadays. Whenever we do something wrong, it's not our fault, it's someone else's fault. But it is our fault. But God loves his creation so much, all that he made so much, that he put the plan into effect right after the sin. The plan, the creative plan that he made, he told the Satan that. Satan's going to bite the heel of Jesus. He's going to inflict pain on Jesus. He's going to cause him harm. He's going to cause him to die. But Jesus is going to crush the head of Satan. And he did so when he rose again from the death. He is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
And Jesus rose from the death. And now, while we still live, we still can do bad. But God has promised us that when we do, to ask for forgiveness. And he forgives us through Jesus Christ. He created forgiveness for us. He created the plan of salvation for us. And now, through the Holy Spirit, we are led, and we pray the Holy Spirit leads us to do these good works that he created for us before we were even formed, before he formed us, to create these good words. So to go out and to tell others. So when we start to do something and we get distracted, pray, dear God, let me finish what I am doing, and then I can worry about this other thing that's distracting me. And with good intentions, that God enables us to do, to finish, to complete the good works he has given to us, which is mainly to keep walking in his steps, exercising our baptism, and to spread the good news of Jesus Christ throughout our friends, our homes, our communities, throughout the nation and the world. God bless each and every one of you. You are his wonderful creation today and forever. Amen.